This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. A little gratitude for our fine listeners, whoever you're listening. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KTGO 1090, or 1460 KLTC. Thank you. Thank you also for remembering our fine sponsors that keep this program on the air, including our good friends at MyPillow. Just got a note from someone that bought a MyPillow bed and said, Scott, you are right. That thing is incredible. We've been talking about how it has that comfort core that cushions your body for proper support, and the support layer, five individual zones for targeted body support, the adaptive layers, the comfort layers. The MyPillow bed is getting rave reviews. Check it out at MyPillow.com. And when you use the promo code Scott, you get up to 50% off. And, of course, that two premium pillow, two go-anywhere pillows, free shipping, another great deal. These are great gifts. 800-506-9028 is the number, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Governor Doug Burgum joins us today on What's on Your Mind to talk about a very important bill that will be voted on next week in Congress that has his support. It is the known as Graham Cassidy. It is the latest effort by the United States Senate to finally, once and for all, after years of telling us this would happen, repeal and replace Obamacare. But they need some extra votes. And what I love about it is the tinge of federalism in it. So I want to talk with Governor Burgum a little bit about that as well, because I assume that's why it's gained his support, to say let's leave it to Governor Burgum and the legislature to fix this mess that is coming up on a decade long. Governor Burgum, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Great to be with you, Scott.
So tell us about your journey on this particular piece of legislation. How did it gain your support? I know you were an early adopter, if you will, on this, and lent it support. Other governors have now come on board and followed that, and it's gained a little bit of momentum. Why?
Well, I mean, this boils down to two things, and it's very simple here, which is under the Graham Cassidy bill, North Dakota is going to have more money than we would have had under the current program, and we're going to have more flexibility. And the flexibility is key. Because this returns the power to the states. This is the chance for us to step away from a single-payer, federally run, federally regulated national health care system, which we absolutely positively know will not work. So to me, it's just a no-brainer. I mean, this is a chance for block grants where the money comes to the states and the states can innovate. The states can take their own approaches, and I just am completely confident that in North Dakota, we can manage this situation better here than any possibly way that could happen out of a one plan fits all from the federal government.
Am I right to be excited about the strain of federalism here? I know it's not complete pure federalism, and that there are some quote unquote strings, just to say, hey, pre-existing conditions, we expect you to cover those. There are some strings that come with it, but certainly a heck of a lot less than there have been. But for the most part, it's progress on the federalism front to let the states do this, isn't it?
Well, absolutely it is. And again, me being new to politics, it took me a while to figure out what federalism was. But, what we're really talking about is going back to the roots of this country, which is it was the states that created the federal government, not the other way around, that we are a country made up of independent states. And those states should have the autonomy to drive important projects like this. So to the degree that this bill returns the power to the states through the block grants, it's absolutely terrific. But the other thing, which is, on the repeal and replace side, is we just have to understand how broken the current system is. I mean, for people that are against this bill, they should stand up and say, what is their alternative? Because right now, under the expanded Medicaid, we've got four states that are getting over 35% of the money. The states that went all in, states like New York and California, that went all in when they said, hey, we're going to expand Medicaid. There's 100% federally paid. Some states said, no, that's a trap. We're not going to go down there. Most of those were Republican states. Some states like New York and California said, hey, we're all in. And they took the federal money and they expanded and they expanded and they expanded. So now you have a situation where L.A. County. L.A. County is getting more of these dollars than 40 other states. And so, you know, again, if the people that are against Graham Cassidy should stand up and say, how are they going to fix the massive inequities in the current system? Because it penalizes states that tried to be fiscally conservative, and it benefits those. The current system benefits those that went all in on taking federal dollars, and that's unfair to taxpayers in North Dakota or any other state that was trying to be fiscally conservative.
The opponents, which include Senator Chuck Schumer, sort of the usual suspects, but Senator Heitkamp is saying some of the exact same things. Talk about how this bill would rip away coverage for thousands of North Dakotans and make it unaffordable for many more. Goes on to talk about if you have a pre-existing condition like asthma or diabetes, your health care costs could skyrocket under this bill. If you're on Medicaid, seniors, children with disabilities, you could lose affordable health care coverage under this plan. I mean, it is the most dire description of what will happen under this bill. How do you counter that? What do you say to that?
Well, I find it completely misleading, because in this bill, the state of North Dakota gets almost $1 billion more over the next 10 years, and we have more flexibility to address the health needs of North Dakotans. And so if you're, you know, I would have supported a bill that was the same amount of money but more flexibility for North Dakota, because I know with innovation and all of the advances that are happening in healthcare, we would figure out a way to get it done better, faster, and cheaper here for North Dakotans if we had the flexibility. But this is the flexibility for the states to run it and more money. It's both of those things. And so, you know, I really do not understand where all the fear-mongering comes from, because to me, this is straightforward, better for North Dakota than the current system we had, and not a little bit better. I think this is a lot better.
Do you think, I mean, you know, I don't know. It just seems to me to be so partisan that, you know, if you're a Democrat and in leadership, in case of Senator Heitkamp, she's not able to sort of break ranks, if you will. Because I'm just saying, well, wait a minute. If you represent North Dakota, North Dakota is getting nearly $1 billion more, as you say. And, you know, these mandates are in place on pre-existing conditions and the other things. It's perfectly there. I have a hard time understanding. You say it's misleading. I think that's being kind. It just seems totally partisan to not, you know, give it to the. And even, by the way, if there's a certain level of trust we're requiring of people to say, OK, it's been bad, but here's the fix. And you know what? If you don't like some of the things in the new plan, at least you can come to Governor Burgum. You can go to members of the legislature. I mean, you have a lot more recourse to do something about it, don't you?
Well, yes, and I think this is an opportunity. I mean, Senator Heitkamp talks all the time about being bipartisan. And, you know, it's interesting that, you know, we have in North Dakota the person, the senator, who could vote for this bill. And a bill which would be great for her home state, but also would be great for the country in terms of restoring power to the states, and giving a chance to let innovation enter back into the markets. With this bill, it's going to help not only restore alternatives and competition in the insurance market, but this is the chance to also bring back innovation to information technology and new advances in healthcare, because we're going to have 50 states. 50 platforms of innovation out here, and it's going to be a chance for the private sector to go compete for states' business on ways to help lower healthcare costs. I mean, this is the opportunity to do that. And if we don't vote for this bill now, before the September 30th, before the reconciliation, you know, then we're probably, you know, again, we're the other way. If you want to talk about dire futures, then we'd be locked into a single payer system. You know, in this state, we spend $4 trillion a year in healthcare. That's twice as large as what the Soviet Union was spending in 1989 when their entire economy collapsed. You cannot centrally manage an economy when there is so much technological advancement occurring, and it's such hubris for people to think in Washington, D.C., that they can create a plan for an economy that's as complex as healthcare in America and run it centrally. The only answer is to give the states the flexibility to do this, and the block grant, the Graham-Cassidy bill, does that. And North Dakota gets more money than we would have under the current plan. And so in that mind, it's just plain and simple. And as North Dakotans, it would be fantastic if The entire North Dakota delegation supported this bill, and that was the reason why we returned to having innovation and flexibility in healthcare. That would be a proud moment, and I think if Senator Heitkamp wants to represent North Dakota, then she should listen to North Dakotans. The majority of North Dakotans are absolutely positively for this kind of state flexibility, and they're for us having more resources to do it than we have under the current plan.
I've been suggesting for the last 2 days that the North Dakotans take this opportunity, because I'm not sure we're going to get another bite at this apple, and actually call her office. And now I see she's doing the same starting yesterday afternoon, so looking for supporters. So I take that to mean more of us are calling than the latter, because I agree with you. I think the majority of North Dakotans are in that spot. So I hope they take the time to let her know. 202-224-2043 is that number. Governor, appreciate the time today on a very important issue. Really looking forward to finding out what happens next week on this, and keeping our fingers crossed that we once and for all will repeal and replace Obamacare. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Scott. And back home on North Dakota, recoveryreinvented.com. Join us in Bismarck, Bismarck Event Center, one of the big health issues next Tuesday in Bismarck, to talk about how addiction and how we can manage that important part of healthcare in North Dakota next week. Thank you.
You bet. We talked to the First Lady about that earlier in the week, as a matter of fact. Hope folks are there. More coming up.
RBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denhuser of Marion. Soybean farmers are currently dealing with herbicide-resistant weeds like water hemp, kochia, common ragweed, and others. Scouting fields and mapping problem areas can help prepare you for the next year. Developing weed maps and monitoring changes over time allow farmers to implement an effective strategy for control. There are many tools available to assist in the mapping process, such as GPS yield monitors, planting monitors, handheld GPS units, drones, imagery, or just highlighting areas on your FSA maps. Having a good map and history can be very beneficial in making tillage, seed trait, and herbicide decisions for years to come. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
When you flip the light switch on, do you think that just happens by accident? Flip the light switch on and the light comes on, right? That's just how it's supposed to work. Well, how does the light come on? What powers the light, the switch? Do you know? If it wasn't there, would it matter? How much does it cost you? We have some of the most affordable, reliable energy on the planet Earth. And, by the way, the cleanest air on the Earth. We do. That's the reason we got to thank everybody in the lignite industry. Pat them right there on the back and say, hey, I know there's people that don't want you to exist. I know there's people that want your industry to go away, but we would be lost without you. Thank you. Thank you. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. And we're a leading coal producer. You got to say thank you. And let your elected leaders know what you think about this, too, by going to SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's darn important. Okay? All right. A couple of minutes here to visit at 800-228-0550. John in South Dakota. Oh, I'm sorry. Before I go to John, evidently we're getting a lot of calls saying, hey, give me the number again for Heidi Heitkamp's office. And this happened yesterday. A lot of people are trying to call, and then they get a busy signal, and they think it's not the right number. The reason it's a busy signal is so many people are calling. And I understand from a listener that now Senator Heitkamp, through some of her favorite mouthpieces, has people saying, don't call Heidi, call Senator Hovind. Tell him to vote against this. So they're rattled, folks. They are absolutely rattled over this vote, and I'm here to tell you. And you don't hear me doing this often. I don't want to be a broken record on this. I don't want to say call on every darn vote that comes up. This one is big. We have been dealing with the pain point of Obamacare for a long time. I know. I hear directly from people who lose coverage, who can't afford coverage anymore, whose deductibles go through the roof. And guess what? It's a lot of people. There are people, to be fair, there are people who have gotten coverage and maybe had a deal that is affordable that couldn't get it before. God bless them. That's a small percentage of the people who've been whacked right between the nose. Okay? So you don't say, oh, it's good for 5% of people, so let's make it really bad for 95% of people. You say, this doesn't work. Let's start over. So call. Do me this favor. Call today and just say this very simple thing. Don't vote with Chuck Schumer. Do not vote with Chuck Schumer on Obamacare. Vote with us. Vote with Governor Burgum. You just heard him. Vote with Senator Hovind. Vote with Congressman Cramer. Vote with President Trump and Vice President Pence. Please do this. Enough people do this. Pick up the phone and tell her this. Folks, she'll probably flip by Wednesday. She'll have to. She'll recognize this will be the end of her career to vote this way. So here's the number. You ready now? I gave you lots of warning. 202-224-2043. Okay? 202-224-2043. We started doing this yesterday. That caused her, after the program, to put out a Facebook post saying, oh, call me if you think the Republican plan is bad, and it will rip away health care from people. All the Chuckie Schumer talking points. All right? That's what she said. Oh, call me. So she wants you to call now if you like it. Well, guess what? More of us that can't stand it, that want her to vote with North Dakota, not D.C., are calling. They're desperate right now. So keep up the pressure. 202-224-2043. Tell us what you learned. Now, John in South Dakota, it's your turn. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys, great show. I love listening to your radio. I listen to you on iHeartRadio because I can't pick you up everywhere in South Dakota. I wish we had a station like this. It's really, your interview with the governor was very eye-opening because this morning I heard another radio reporter saying how all 50 states and the governor of all 50 states were contacting Washington saying they hated this bill and that a lot of states, including North Dakota, were going to lose money in Medicare. So when your governor come on and totally refuted all that, it just opened my eyes and blew my mind.
Interesting. Well, this does come down to who you trust. There's no way that you know, you can know every detail that's in this and say, do I like it, do I not, what happens here. That's why I've said all along, if it gets closer to the people, it's better, period. I mean, and what Heidi Heitkamp and others are saying, and her mouthpieces are now saying, we can't handle this as a state. Really? Really. So what D.C. did was screw people in North Dakota with this awful bill, less coverage, losing coverage. If you like your doctor, you keep your doctor. You like your coverage, you keep your coverage. Wrong. Lie. Okay? Higher deductibles. The costs are ridiculous. Every time we brought this up in the air, we are 10-to-1 examples of how bad it is compared to where it's done some good. So, well, now, how do you fix it? Do you fix it by saying, okay, North Dakotans fix it, or do you say let D.C. do it? And I say, look, not everything may be perfect in it, but at least it's being handled here so we can have better control over the fix.
Well, that gets me to my original point was I can't help but wonder if he would have had term limits decades ago, if a lot of the stuff that's happening now would have been headed off a little bit. I listen to you guys all the time, and you continue to complain about Heidi Heidekamp. We have the same problem in South Dakota with our three legislators. John Thune, we can't get anybody to run against John Thune because he has a huge war chest. And quite frankly, the Democrats have nobody in South Dakota that's not completely far left. We need to get some people in there that are going to put in term limits and work with this president. If the people of South Dakota, if you know of any conservative that's even barely thinking about running, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people in South Dakota that are severely ticked off at Thune. You might be surprised how many votes you get. So we need to put people in there that are going to put in term limits for congressmen and senators, and we need to get people in there that are going to vote and help the president enact his policy.
I agree with you on term limits. It's time. It's just too big of a mess. The swamp was built by a lack of term limits, by people being there too long. That's how the swamp got populated. So I'm totally with you there. I have to confess I don't follow chapter and verse of every vote of what's going on in South Dakota. Tough enough to do it with what's happening here. I've always liked John Thune. I really have. Consider him a good man. And I know Mike Rounds is a bit of a rhino. I've known that all along. But I don't think John Thune would be a lot different than a North Dakota Republican from what I know. But I haven't followed every vote, so I don't know if there's a particular vote that's made you mad, John. But I appreciate you calling. I appreciate your comments on the show. And I think you have pointed out something that people should pay attention to. You listened to another show that said every governor's against this. That was a lie. Because you heard our governor. Of course, there's other governors as well. I think there's 16, 17 now. There are some Republican governors that are against this. The Nevada governor, Republican senator from Nevada's for it. The Republican governor of Nevada is against it. Guess why? Less money. See? It's gimme, 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 gimme. You get away from the buying votes. When you have four states, I tried to remember these yesterday, and I think it's California, New York, New Jersey, maybe Massachusetts, that get 40% of the funding, but have only 20% of the recipients? Something's wrong with this picture. Here's a call that came in earlier for the governor. Oh, I'm not going to have time to play that, am I? I'll play it before the end of the program. It was on a different topic, and I apologize. We didn't get to it because we spent our entire time with the governor talking about the healthcare situation and the vote coming up on Wednesday. There's somebody else texting here. Some of us are driving. How about that number one more time for Heidi Heitkamp? Okay. Sorry. 202-224-2043. 202-224-2043. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
New York City. There's no other city like it anywhere in the world. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, host of What's on Your Mind. My wife, Maria, and I are again hosting a trip to New York City with you, our fine listeners. We've done this for several years, and we love it, showing you the sights of New York City, because really, there's something for everyone. Broadway shows, like Phantom of the Opera. Did you know that's the longest-running musical ever? It's an incredible show. Great story. There's a brand-new one that's hot right now. Beautiful. The Carole King musical. You got to see that. Radio City's Christmas Spectacular, featuring the Rockettes. That's just pure entertainment. We'll go to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum to observe that somber place where the attack on our soil happened. Plus, we'll go to the top of the all-new One World Observatory and see that all-new view from what used to be One World Trade Center. Good restaurant dining and so much fun. Will you join us? GroupTravelPlanners.com has the details. GroupTravelPlanners.com or call Jason 952-898-0008.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276.
Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Beautiful. Hey, folks, Bonnie just emailed me. She said, hey, Scott, are you going to have a trip to New York this year? If so, how can I get info? Thank you, Bonnie. Well, Bonnie, yes, we are going to New York for 4 days, actually 4 nights, 5 days, 5.5 days, really. And it is Monday, November 27th through Friday, December 2nd. It's two Broadway shows, the Rockettes. It's the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. It's Fox and Friends. Folks, you cannot get into Fox and Friends. You can't go on the set of Fox and Friends and see Brian Kilmeade, Steve Doocy, and, you know, the whole crew. It just doesn't happen. But we get to do it. We'll do that on Wednesday morning. We have the Broadway shows are great. I mean, everything's going to be fantastic. It really is. Really, really great. Want the whole details? Call now. 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Chris in Bismarck called Senator Heitkamp's office. What did they tell you, Chris?
I don't know. They seem to want to use this opportunity to just farm my information, you know, get my name, where do I live, what's my address. The comment I left is kind of the last thing on their mind. They didn't seem to be real interested. The guy on the phone kind of had a snotty kind of attitude as soon as I mentioned that Heitkamp needed to get behind those people of North Dakota who are being negatively affected by this Obamacare. And, I don't know. It didn't seem to be a lot of interest there. She's probably just going to ignore everybody here. And
I don't think so. They're keeping score. They're keeping
score. The darling of the Democratic Party.
The reason they want your email or your information is so they can send a letter explaining the vote. I don't want an explanation. I wanted to vote the right way, but thanks for calling. Glad you did that. Another texter says, only took 45 seconds. Got a person who asked my concerns, told her or him that my policy cost doubled. My deductible doubled. I told them my wife has worked for the second largest insurance company in the nation. Layoffs are huge in her business. Early retirement's offered. My wife's employers pulled out of 95% of the exchanges. If Obamacare continues, the insurance industry will disappear. We will be forced to go to a single-payer option. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what they want. Somebody else said, just phoned into Heitkamp's number in Washington to support Graham Cassidy. Only took a minute. God bless you, folks. Let your voice be heard. It's making a difference. 202-224-2043. More of your calls and texts coming up in a moment on What's on Your Mind. But I mentioned earlier, Neil Kashkari is the president and chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minnesota. We get a lot of questions about the Federal Reserve. He's coming to town Monday at the University of North Dakota for an Eye of the Hawk series with President Kennedy up there, and we get the chance to visit with him on the program. Thanks for coming to North Dakota. Tell us a little bit about what you hope to accomplish here, Neil.
Well, here's here at the Federal Reserve, we have different regions around the country. There are 12 Federal Reserve banks. And the Minneapolis Fed, our job is to represent what's called the Ninth District, which includes Minnesota, North and South Dakota, Montana, part of Michigan, and Wisconsin. So for me, getting out across North Dakota, make sure I know what's happening in the local economy, the different sectors, that makes me smarter. So when I go back to Washington, D.C., I'm able to speak directly about what's happening in North Dakota when we set monetary policy for the nation. So I'm coming to North Dakota to listen, to learn, and to hear from folks there in your region.
And speaking of those trends that you'll learn about in your trip here, just in what you do know, and you, of course, have Kathy Nesson, a North Dakotan, on your board as well, and informing the Federal Reserve as to what's happening here. What do you sense as the trends in the economy? And I'm most curious, actually, kind of North Dakota compared to Minnesota.
Well, you know, North Dakota has a lot of strengths. I mean, obviously, last year when I came to North Dakota with Kathy, actually, we went directly to the Bakken, and she gave me tours of oil rigs and what's happening. And obviously, oil is a huge, really important sector for North Dakota. Obviously, oil prices are down from where they were a few years ago, and we're all watching that very carefully. That's a big difference between North Dakota and Minnesota. North Dakota also has a very large and very important ag sector. So does Minnesota, but I know North Dakota has been suffering from drought. I think that's affected Minnesota less than it has North Dakota. So there are some similarities, there are some differences, and I know the different regions within North Dakota are very different as well. Obviously, you guys there on the eastern side of the state, the economy looks a little bit different than there it does on the west.
Is your sense that overall, from an economic strength standpoint, that that North Dakota and for that matter, Minnesota, South Dakota, this part of the Northern Plains, pointing all in the right direction, and that the North Dakota's obviously missed much of what happened around the rest of the country over the last number of years. But snapshot today, how do we look?
I think snapshot today, we look pretty good. I mean, I think that obviously, as I said, the oil price fall that we had a year or so ago was very painful. Things have come back a fair bit, and I think the future looks very bright. I got to tell you, when I go around and I talk about the technology development in the U.S. economy, the most important technology development that I see is in fracking, and that's having a bigger positive impact on the U.S. economy and the global economy, certainly than Twitter and Facebook and all the hot stuff coming out of Silicon Valley. And so I think the future is bright for our region. I think the future is bright for North Dakota. I can't control the weather, neither can you. If we get some rain, it'll be good for our farmers, and I think things will really be moving in the right direction.
You started early in your tenure with the Federal Reserve as president of the Ninth District there in Minneapolis, of wanting to aggressively get to a point where the big banks were broken up and there would never be a position where they'd be too big to fail and the taxpayers would have to bail them out that we've lived through before. Give yourself a report card on that effort.
Well, I give us high marks for analyzing the problem and coming up with a plan to solve the too-big-to-fail problem. Basically, we want to double the capital requirements of the biggest banks. That's the money that they keep aside to protect the taxpayers in case they run into trouble. So we've come up with a really good plan, a draft of it. We're going to come out with a final version soon. The challenge is we haven't yet gotten the leaders in Washington, D.C. to get behind the plan and say, yes, let's make it happen. The big banks don't like our plan because our plan will make them have a lot more skin in the game, which hurts their profitability. But I'm looking out, and we at the Minneapolis Fed are looking out for the taxpayers. We never want to put them in a situation like they were in 2008. Too big to fail is not right, and we should end it, and we've got a plan to do it.
I want to talk about a couple of things that have come up on our program that we do What's on Your Mind, and also in anticipation of our conversation with you to say, what do you want to know? And Adam asked the question, at what point will we stop artificially propping up the economy with easy money schemes like quantitative easing and return interest rates back to where they should be?
Well, this is an interesting topic. So first of all, just yesterday, the Federal Reserve Board, or the Federal Open Market Committee, which I serve, announced our plan to start normalizing our balance sheet, which is to shrink the Federal Reserve's balance sheet and slowly unwind the quantitative easing that your caller asked about. That's going to happen over the course of several years. But one of the things that's interesting is that interest rates are actually set in the long term by broader economic forces. So if we have a lot of productivity booming in the economy, a lot of investment, that will drive interest rates higher. What we're seeing around the world over the last 30 years is that interest rates have gradually been falling. So what the reason I'm telling you that is we don't expect interest rates to go back to where they were about 10 years ago or so, and that's in part because our society is aging, the amount of saving people do has increased. Some of those things are just broad demographic factors that we can't control, and that's ultimately what sets interest rates in the long term. But in the short term, the Federal Reserve is on a path of normalizing our monetary policy and unwinding some of that quantitative easing.
All right, and as far as the assets base being, again, things that have been bought up, as you say, the effort now underway to start selling that off, is it ultimately the goal to get to zero? Should the Fed not own any of the assets? I mean, do you see a complete reversal of quantitative easing?
Well, it won't be a complete reversal because the Fed, we're the ones who issue the dollars, the cash, the currency that makes the economy go, that greases the wheel, so to speak. And as the U.S. economy grows and the demand for dollars increases, our balance sheet has to increase with that. So you would expect to see our balance sheet increase. Maybe instead of $4.5 trillion, maybe it'll end up shrinking down to $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion. It won't go down to as low as it was back in 2006 just because our economy is growing, and that's a good thing, and there's no funny business there. The question is, how close back to that type of low level can we get? We're not sure yet. We want to make the adjustment very gradually.
Another question, this one comes from Don, says the global monetary system relies on the U.S. dollar as the main reserve currency. The former chair, Al Greenspan, acknowledged he was one of a small minority within the central bank that had some positive view on the gold standard. Do you ever see the gold standard being the benchmark for the Fed?
I don't. I don't see that the gold standard being the benchmark. And the reason is, you know, the reason that the Federal Reserve was created, our nation always hated the idea of having a central bank because it sounded nefarious, a bunch of bankers making decisions in a dark room. It just sounds very undemocratic. But then in the 1800s, our economy, especially the ag sector, were hammered with banking crises because the money supply could not expand and to meet the needs of the sector. And so we had a bunch of financial crises. And then Congress in 1913 said, well, I guess we need to have a central bank to try to manage these ebbs and flows. But they didn't want to have it all concentrated in Washington, D.C. That's why they created these 12 independent Federal Reserve banks. That's why there's a Federal Reserve Bank in Minneapolis. And our job is to learn what's happening in North Dakota and be able to speak intelligently about what North Dakota needs when we set monetary policy for the nation.
And is that independence there? I mean, is that on paper or is it real?
It's real. I mean, I can tell you, you mentioned our Too Big to Fail program. A lot of people were not happy that the Minneapolis Fed decided to take on the biggest banks and try to address the Too Big to Fail problem. And the only reason, the only way we could do it is because we're independent. You know, Kathy Nezet, I report to her. I don't report to Washington, D.C. I report to the local board of directors made up of local leaders, and Kathy Nezet is our representative, one of our representatives from North Dakota.
So does that mean you don't get invited to Christmas parties at Wells Fargo or U.S. Bank anymore now?
Is that that's fair.
So another question, what does a dollar or Federal Reserve note represent?
Well, it represents the U.S. government standing behind the economy, basically. We want to manage, the mandate that Congress has given us is we want to achieve stable prices, which means not overinflation, not deflation, but what we call 2% inflation every year, and maximum employment. So a dollar represents the purchasing power, a share of the U.S. economy, and in an economy that we want to make sure neither overheats nor does it go too slowly. And the best thing we have going for us, I mean, the reason that the dollar is the reserve currency of the world is because people have more faith in the U.S. economy than they have in any other economy around the world. And that's a good thing, and we want to protect that.
One last question. Neil Kashkari, president, chair of the Federal Reserve. Kind of a fun interview. You're going to expect a banker of that stature to be a little more stuffy, don't you? Kind of fun. So anyway, your calls are stacking up. We'll get to you, too, as we wrap up the show after this break on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last, with American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity, bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? And the final question for Neil Kashkari, you can hear on Facebook. I asked him about a comment I heard recently from a banker that said, I need more loans. I got plenty of deposits, lots of people putting money in the bank, but I need more loans. In other words, they want to loan you money. And I asked him if that was a common problem. And you can hear that on our Facebook page. Todd will share that on KFIRE, too, because we're just running out of time today. Somebody said, hey, you mentioned New York City, it didn't say what number to call. If that happened, I apologize. 952-898-0008 is the telephone number. 952-898-0008. Got it? Beautiful. Beautiful. That's all I can say. It's a beautiful thing. Our callers come first on what's on your mind, so let's get to them. There's a bunch waiting to chat here on the program, and Sherry is in Minnesota. What's on your mind, Sherry?
Hi. I listen on KFYR Heart Radio. I love you guys on iHeart. I can't get you in my truck. Thank you for being there. I called Senator Heitkamp's office. It took me 7 calls to get through, but they took my phone call and my name and address and said thank you, supporting Doug Burgum on the health care bill.
Yeah, interesting. Governor Burgum, Senator Hovind, Congressman Cramer, President Trump, Vice President Pence, all of them on one side, and Heidi in the D.C. swamp and Chuckie Schumer on the other. So good for you. Did they say anything about that? We don't care what you think because you're from Minnesota. They didn't give you that or anything?
I'm actually from Steele, North Dakota. Oh. So, yeah, I've called in before. They said, oh, you're Sherry from Steele. I said, yep, that's me. So,
good for you.
They took my call, though. Keep trying, everybody.
Yeah, keep trying, everybody. Good advice from Sherry. And the telephone number is 202-224-2043, 202-224-2043. Here, Governor Burgum say that what Senator Heitkamp and the Democrats are saying about this bill is misleading. I mean, and that's being kind, of course, but, who do you trust? The state of North Dakota or the federal government? That's the vote on Wednesday. Come on, Senator Heitkamp. This isn't hard. Bob in West Oak, what's up? You're next.
Well, Heidi's office called me this morning. She's called about 3 different times, but this time I took it. And they wanted to know how I felt about the species out there to protect them. And I said, what are you talking about? Well, like the bears, the wolves and stuff. Well, I says, wipe them out because they're fooling around with our grandchildren, sneaking up on them. We had one out here not too long ago. It had happened that way. And wiping in our cattle stuff, ranchers having problems with them. Well, what about the eagle? I said, the game wardens know how to take care of them people.
This must have been somebody purporting to be Senator Heitkamp's office. You're saying...
Yeah, she was from Heitkamp's office.
You're saying it was somebody from her office. They said, I am so-and-so from Senator Heitkamp's office, and I want to know what you think about endangered species.
Yep. Oh. And I was about ready to say, well, why don't she stick around North Dakota and take in some of this stuff before the wildlife stuff?
Yeah, but, there you go. Why don't you worry about what can make a difference rather than following Chuckie Schumer around? I mean, that's just left wing extreme craziness. Bob, thanks for sharing. Ken and Braddock, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. This is Ken from Braddock. I called in a couple days ago with the Obamacare. We, the United States, spent $3 billion with a B, billion, to the government, to a company in England to itemize and characterize every single person paying the income tax. And that has never really come out. That's $3 billion. How much protection we could have given to the people without health care, how many hospitals we could have built in the United States. And the first place, whose idea was it? And the second place, who all has now access to all of our listings? And that's $3 billion. Ask Heidi Heitkamp how come she voted for that and how come she continues to support that.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate that. Call Delta first. If you're in the oil industry and you have a rig moving off a well site, you want turnkey well site services from the flow lines to the pump jacks to the conditioning modules and modular skids and tank batteries. I mean, they even do temporary flaring services and E&I services. They do it all. Call Eric at 406-250-8151. They help us celebrate the call of the day. That came yesterday from Dale in South Dakota. Listen to Dale.
I live in South Dakota. I cannot vote for or against Heidi Heitkamp, but I can sure donate money to her opponent when in the next election comes around, and I can even volunteer to help him in his campaign. Then I encourage all people from South Dakota and all around the listening area to call Heidi Heitkamp at the numbers you gave and say the same thing.
How about that? There's a caller from yesterday with the... You know, the insightfulness, the ingenuity of our fine listeners, South Dakota listeners saying, I want in on this game. I want in for sure. Doug, let's see here. Bob, rather, in Jamestown. Last call of the day. You got about a half a minute, Bob. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Scott. I want Governor Burgum to run against Heidi Heitkamp. He got 74% of the vote when he ran for governor. I just looked on the Secretary of State's line, and there's no way she could beat him. So he knows how to campaign. He had a good ground force going out there. So my hat, I want him to throw his hat in the ring. Thank you.
You know, somebody called and said they heard a rumor that he was considering a run for Senate a while ago, and I've not heard that rumor. I said I think that's doubtful. I honestly don't think that Governor Burgum, given his skill set, given his resume, would find the Senate anything other than enormously frustrating. Ed Schaefer sort of fought that battle a number of years ago. Just said, "I'm an executive. I can't go there and be one of 100 and be in a deliberative body." But I take it your point on the political side. No doubt about it. But I don't think that's a reality. But we'll ask next time he's on. We're out of time. See you Monday, folks. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.